ideas and the things that we're going to do for patrons only. Patrons only.
See, that's what I'm saying, man. These rappers be careful out here, man.
But see,
people being cool with them, you know, having their bars written, man. Like they get left off lists.
Mm. You know, and I know you're talking about the writing part of Drake and the ghostwriting,
mm-hmm.
but you know,
what
Drake is very successful. But could we actually say he would be qualified as the greatest MC of all time?
I mean, no, man. Come on, you look at his body of work. It's not like Drake. It's not like Drake is making like whack bars, bro. Like he's making. It's simplistic.
But to be top 10 greatest of all time, considered.
Yeah, I'm not saying top 10. Well, I'm going based on what they have on here now. They have Wayne at 10, right?
I think you threw that shit out and then you're like, wait, I stand behind Drake.
Not top 10, but I think
then the question answer is no.
The answer is no.
Okay, so maybe I was a little confused. That's what he was saying.
Is he top 10 greatest of all
top
time?
Not for top 10, but I think you can put him in those type of conversations. Like, not top 10,
not top
though.
10, though. But just in the just greatest rappers conversation.
Yeah, I think you can put him in the greatest rappers conversation.
How many numbers are we giving then? Because you're confused.
Well, top 20? You want to put him in top
20? I'll give you 20.
Of all time?
20. Man, stop making that face, because I feel like I can't trust you.
Maybe not 20. You got to think about that shit in
here. You know what?
Yeah, keep getting that number. Going to get bigger and bigger.
I stand behind you. You know what? Fuck y'all. I'll stand behind 20.
Sure.
Drake. I'm positive. I'll stand behind 20.
So top 20. Recent work.
Not most recent, no.
Just body of work all time.
Because you can have somebody that came out, produced one album, and that's the greatest lyrics they ever written, and that's it. Nah, man, come on, man. That's not fair.
I agree with the entire body of work. But
that's what I'm saying, too.
I think putting Drake in the top 10 list is more so a generational thing.
LL Cool J.
I said in Pop. Pop. Q.
Rap.
Early, cause
nah, but looking at body of work, I mean, he paid the way for some people, man.
For who?
For some people.
Getting crushed by Bill.
Yeah,
definitely Big Pun, man. Like, you know, fucking the first Hispanic rapper to go platinum, and you know, so shit. Like, just based off of that achievement.
And wasn't he the first? Not to cut you off. Mm-hmm. Wasn't he the first one to really do like lyrics and be commercial? Wasn't he the first one to really do that? Like, especially,
well, I mean, after. Yeah.
You talking about the song he had with Joe?
Pun even said it. Biggie told me to be big and had that swag.
But the fact that he was able to cross over like that with that song.
But didn't he do a little bit more crossover than Big did?
Nah,
you're the hip hop historian.
Nah.
I know he's looking at me like, but didn't he? I'm asking you.
Nah, because Biggie had the biggest.
He had the Puff Machine.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. He had Diddy right there in his corner.
But doesn't that say something though? Hmm. If Big had Puff to do that for him, who did Pun have?
Well, I know.
Pun did that on his own.
Yeah.
But
he
had Joe.
Get out of here, Fat Joe.
But he had a template now. You know what I'm saying? With Big doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. So then it's kind of like.
And then Big was in his ear as well.
Yeah,
so he can't.
Yeah. And realistically, like when you said that they were kind of neck and neck, they kind of really were.
Yeah.
Because they were almost the same guy. Except one was Big and Puerto Rican. The other one was Big and Black.
Yeah.
Big and Black. And they both rapped about like the same shit.
Yeah.
About getting chicks. About being big. They didn't give a fuck.
Confident as hell.
Funny.
Very charismatic on the mic. Not many artists can do that. And then like the next bar be like 4-4 coming through your. You know what I'm saying? Like being and taking both of those sides seriously. So definitely Pun on there. I think that they did what they set out to accomplish. And again, at the end of the day, it wasn't a horrendous list. It's not like, oh my God, they shouldn't never make a list again. It's just like,
No, they probably should never make a list again.
I just think that they need to come up with better criteria for making their list.
It's a global list. I just don't understand. We've talked about artists that could easily go in there. You know, it's not that hard to get it wrong. And somehow they managed to do that.
I'm listening. Hey, you can put it on me. Okay, so it's up. It's up.
Yeah, we're live.
All right, so we just got finished doing the Billboard Top 10 conversation. But Mike had said something that kind of...
It always starts off bad whenever it's something like that. Mike said
this is kind of no. It is not bad. I'm just curious, you know, to see if everybody what's everybody's take on this. But like, he basically said that he doesn't think lists are important. I personally don't agree with that. Like, so I want to just put that out to everybody else. Are lists important? Like top five, top 10, greatest all time. Are those lists important?
Why is it important? Why do you think it's important to you? Why do you disagree with it?
Well, I just wanted to put it to you first, and I could tell you unless you want me to start it off.
Yeah, because you're going to have a problem with it.
All right, so I don't know, man. I mean, you have rappers. They put their all into this, right? And I think, you know, and I mean, rap is competitive sport. We all can agree with that, right? So it's like, why not put these numbers on them? Like, why not say, okay, I'm top, I'm greatest or whatever? Because if you take that away, it's like, okay, so what are they competing for exactly? And then when it comes to award shows, I know. Yeah, we had this conversation before. We didn't agree then either about how award shows aren't always important as well. I think they are. I think these things are important. So you guys don't think it's important?
I don't. I guess because I'm still personally have my favorites. Like if I see a top 10 list that I disagree with, it's still not going to change who I feel who are my favorite MCs that I like, favorite producers, et cetera, et cetera.
So you don't care. You don't care if these people never get any type of accolades. Like they never get any
They'll
type
get
of
accolades, and yeah.
Like I'm just saying, no, they get no type of recognition. Like they say, I don't know. You say Elzai. So yeah. You're fine if nobody ever puts him top nothing. Long as you just like him.
Long as he creating those classic albums to me that I can feel, it doesn't matter.
All right. So say if they got certain awards or certain, you know, recognition or money or whatever the case is because they're on top list or they, you know, they. Certain publications want to interview them because mm-hmm. they're, you know, top this and all that. Mm-hmm. I mean, wouldn't you want that for your favorite MC?
I mean, it wouldn't matter, dude. Like,
why not, though? Like, why wouldn't that matter?
Because I'm still a fan.
I mean, but you want the best for you. I mean, especially when you're a fan of somebody, don't you want the best for them?
If I'm a fan of someone,
this is their life. So you're saying,
right, if Elzai go mainstream, I would be happy. But as long as he's still... Long as he's still making good quality music and not like just going way left or going somewhere uh-huh. another lane where you'd be like, wait a minute, this ain't, you know, this is not the same. If he's still making like Kendrick's been like, mm-hmm. you know, from the overly dedicated days and yeah. to now, like he's still making creative good music and he's still blowing up. I think that's awesome. So as long as like Elzai don't go like just. So I'm trying to think of an example of an MC who's done that.
Or Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah.
As long as they don't go far left to the point where we can't vibe with what they're doing anymore, then that's fine. But shit, if you like a rapper and that rapper is only in rap to get on a BET Best Of list, then...
Well, that's not what I'm saying. Like, not just to get on those lists, but I'm basically saying...
Listen, you gotta consider the source. That's the issue. You have to consider the source where these lists are coming from. Mm-hmm. So if you have a best of list from BET,
right.
immediately it doesn't matter. If you have a best of list coming from Source Magazine,
mm-hmm. back in the 90s.
No, I'm talking about, recent list. Yeah. Basically, it doesn't matter. But like, because it depends on the type of hip hop that you're into.
Right.
If you're younger, I feel like you would care more about these lists because you care about what other people like and what other people feel is the best. I think people our age don't really care because we're used to having to argue
about our favorites.
You know, like if I was sitting around and a list came out that a bunch of like serious underground heads did. And their list was hella, like if Brother Ali was not on their list, I would have a huge issue with that list.
But I don't really care that much about some mainstream list.
Well, okay, well, so you do care about lists. It's just a publication.
That it depends. Yeah, it depends on who. Yeah. It depends on the source. Yeah. It depends on who created the list.
So if it's a respectful brand or whatever, yeah, or just known for what that specific genre of music or whatever,
right?
You think that they have an obligation to kind of get it right?
Not necessarily get it right, but at least not get it so unbelievably inaccurate, right? You know what I mean? Yeah, like there's always going to be people that I think should be taken off and put on, mm-hmm, but there should not be people on that list that a collective group of people are like, what?
What the fuck?
Yeah. Are you serious? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's my only thing. But yeah, like a mainstream list from a mainstream publication, like a Billboard or a XXL, I expect it to be inaccurate.
So it's more so with you, the bigger publications that are dropping these lists.
Basically, yeah, because I know that they don't really have their ear to the ground.
Have their ear to it, and they don't have that passion about it. Like, say for us, for instance, like we all really listen to music, so we drop a top 10 list. It's going to be very heartfelt, and like B's, he doesn't care if it's global or whatever. Elzai's going on a list, or Black Thought's going on a list. You know what I'm
saying? But those are personal lists.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like, I feel like if you got like Cube, Ice-T, mm-hmm, Big Daddy Kane, Grandmaster Caz, and KRS-One in a room, mm-hmm, and said, I want you guys to create a list of the best hip-hop songs of all time.
Yeah.
I would love to hear that list. Reason being, those are hip-hop dudes, and we know for a fact that they are hip-hop dudes.
Right.
Just like if we got J. Cole, Redman, and whoever else in a room and said, create your favorite list. Yeah. I would like to hear it. But when you have these faceless people, these faceless personality list people, I don't really care because they can't be held accountable, really. You know what I mean?
So you basically look at it like the radio, in a sense. Because, like, you know, you have a radio that, you know, gets this perception like, okay, this is the hottest thing right now.
Right.
Basically, these major publications are doing basically the same thing. These are the hottest 10 people right now.
It's almost like they're not really judging the music. It's almost like they're saying what they think they're supposed to say.
Or just
like,
popular.
Right. Yeah. They think that they're supposed to say Lil Wayne. Why? Yeah. Because Lil Wayne said for fucking however many years he was the greatest of all time.
Right.
They think they're supposed to say Kendrick because what's the name of his album? Jesus Christ.
To Pimp a Butterfly.
Because To Pimp a Butterfly is the best album to come out in the last 55 years. Yeah. You know, not really, but I'm just saying that's what they think. So they think they have to put something like that on there. But I bet if you went at them, you said, you know what? How come Redman's not on that list?
Right.
They wouldn't have a solid answer because they probably don't even know who the fuck Redman is. So that's why I don't think these lists are really that serious.
And also another thing on the Billboard, you know, just think about it. Think about like Kendrick and Lil Wayne. Like they've dominated the Billboard, right? So that might be another thing that
to the point that I can, you know what I'm saying.
That's probably something else that they probably factored in that they didn't write in that little article.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yo, let's be honest. Wayne has a whole bunch of songs that have been on the Billboard 100 for weeks and weeks and
looking
weeks.
At album sales versus actual influence and impact.
Exactly. Because sometimes numbers, especially like when you're talking about Billboard lists and stuff like that, they're going to be, like for Wayne, it's going to be up there. And I think that they're factoring that in. But realistically, with your ear to hip-hop and to the ground, like, yeah, motherfuckers ain't feeling it like that.
Yeah.
It might be moving on the radio. It might get spins, but realistically, in hip-hop's community, you're not feeling Wayne like that.
No, I'm saying, so what do you think? So are lists important? Like,
I think lists are important. For me, I think lists are important because I feel like sometimes lists can provide some spotlight on people that you probably wouldn't have thought. And it depends on the list, and I also think it depends on the publication. Like, if you're going to a Billboard list for hip-hop, then they're probably not going to get it right. You know what I'm saying?
MTV,
BET. Yeah, they, you know, like, and even when MTV was doing, like, the hottest list, right? Like that's different. It's how they're posing these lists and what their criteria is. Hottest list isn't the best of all time. Like, with Billboard saying best of all time, and like Mike saying, you're getting head scratchers.
Well, let's not get too much into that. You know, I don't want to get too much into the actual conversation that we did about Billboard.
I'm just wondering about this. I think it's important.
Yeah, no, I definitely think it's important.
No. You still say no?
I still say no.
So, because you did change it a little bit. You said, like, if it was KRS-One or disrespectful names in hip-hop, and if they got in a room and did a list, you would be like, you would be cool with that.
I would be interested in hearing it.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that this is a factual list.
Right.
That's the difference. Right. It's like these lists are made, and it's like people act like these lists have to be concrete.
Yeah.
And that they have to be universal. Mm-hmm. In that sense, I don't think they're important. I think they're good conversation starters, and they're good to have these semi-heated debates about no this, no that. That's cool, but I don't think
because that keeps the culture alive, right? I mean, you know.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Of course.
Especially
like, you know,
in hip hop,
especially in hip hop, right? Because that's it's the most competitive
argument about
genre out.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's bred on that. I mean, it's always been about I got this, I got that, and I'm the best at this. Like, so. I mean,
but public lists, they're just I don't see why they're that important. I really just don't.
Yeah, I mean, they're just trying to keep themselves relevant, I guess.
Yeah, in a sense.
Let me see. I'm gonna get you, Kim.
Damn.
Nasty ass. Go
ahead,
man.
Oh,
what you think?
All in my ear, too.
I know. Did he blow his breath on you, too, after he did it?
Oh, God.
Damn. He even wrinkled his own shirt.
Our list important?
No.
No?
They're not important. I think they don't help. I don't think they hold much relevance because if you're talking about greatest rappers of all time lists, there are just people you're automatically going to put on there.
Person.
And
you mean
no, just
thought.
Well, yeah. Well,
way,
was,
we
yeah. Well, exactly. But I think that if you look at, well, I guess you're right. But I think because at least when I look at it, you're all. At least you would ideally think that it would be Biggie, Pop, Nas, Rakim, et cetera, et cetera. So if it's always going to be the same people, why does it matter?
Well, will it always be the same people as these people progress?
Yeah, for the most part, you're going to see the same names on there over and over again. There's not going to be anything unique or fresh to it unless, you know, somebody decides to do something just to spark a controversy. But
so
again,
you'll be fine if no lists were ever created in hip hop.
Yeah, I don't need a list. I didn't need a list when I was.
Not saying that you don't need it. I'm just saying you're cool with it just not being like keeping hip hop.
I don't think they matter. I don't think they carry any type of weight outside
of them. They obviously do, though.
Nah, just for people to talk.
Oh, you said just for people to talk, right?
Yeah.
But that that ignites the culture, though. If it gives you something to talk about.
I don't think
ignite
so.
Or ignites
the culture.
I don't think so. Not in a way that I think is beneficial.
Yep.
Mm. But, okay.
I agree with both of y'all, actually. Both of y'all make valid points.
Yeah. Go ahead. Nah, go ahead, man. You was pondering.
No, I'm going to keep pondering. I'm going to keep over here on my corner. Go ahead.
Oh, man.
Both of y'all are right. In my opinion, both of y'all are correct.
Okay.
Like, you're saying that they ignite the culture and they make people start talking. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying that they're not important because at the end of the day, if they're actually doing their research, it's going to be the same names.
Yeah. Right.
It's almost like you have to fuck up the list in order to ignite the culture.
Unless you start getting very specific on what your list
are. What the criteria is.
Right.
But I'm saying even then, you still have to fuck the list up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You have to fuck the list up in order to get people really wild.
They're saying
up.
Bring it home, Mike.
Well, cause, huh?
They're saying bring it home.
Well, okay, because like, look, if you had a list and the conversation ended up being, you know, Kane versus KRS, that is an okay conversation to have. And that's not really gonna get people up in arms. It's just gonna get people having a friendly debate, in my opinion. Because no one's gonna get really mad. It's like the J. Cole versus Kendrick argument. That's an okay argument to have.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like when you put, if you put Tupac in there and you're going against Kendrick, that's not a conversation to have. That's a conversation where most hip hop heads are just gonna be like, you know what?
Right. I mean, his whole album was based on Tupac. Like,
say again?
Kendrick's whole album was based on Tupac.
Right. or Kendrick versus Biggie conversation.
And Tupac doesn't even make the list. That's crazy.